This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:38 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And now we are moving on to our next story, which is about the government needing to be more responsible when it comes to financial management. And when we say the government here, we are talking about the government as an institution, not necessarily in terms of which political administration is currently in power. And this is coming from the Dewan Rakyat earlier this week, and it saw MPs of opposing sides agreeing that the government needs to be more fiscally disciplined as they debated the supplementary budget of 2019. And that particular bill is asking for an extra 12 billion ringgit for various expenditures like operation and development. And Subang MP Wong Chen actually addressed what he calls a political culture and a problem with the way the government spends money here, again, regardless of who is in power. So he actually went back to the Pakatan government and said that, yeah, you know, they had overspent by 12 billion ringgit from the 317 million budget that they started out with. And that's an increase of 3.8%. To fix this problem, he proposed a law that would put a 2% limit to any supplementary budget increase. And in the event that there is a need for the government to go over this limit, they would have to hold an emergency parliament sitting to get the approval of the Dewan. This law would also include a requirement for the government to publish its management accounts every quarter so that their spending can be monitored. Meanwhile, Pontian MP and former Deputy Finance Minister, Dato Sri Ahmad Mazlan, also proposed a similar idea. He said the government should set a limit on supplementary budgets, reasoning that it would ensure ministries would be more efficient and judicious with spending. And this limit would also apply to the amount of supplementary bills that the government would be allowed to table. And, you know, reading this or looking at it, it just feels so hopeful. If this is something that we could get in place, I think that would be fantastic, because there are so many things here that are through lines in a lot of the stories and a lot of the topics that we cover. Whenever we cover budget, for example, there is always a question that comes, which is, why can't we get a report card of sorts along the way? You know, why do we have to wait for the announcement of the next budget in order to be able to hear how we did or how much we went over and so on and so forth? And so I think, you know, having that inclusion of publishing management accounts is great. The other one is the fact that if there is a need for extra money, then that emergency or extra money above 2%, and this is again coming from that proposal from Wong Chen, then having an emergency parliament sitting allows the debate and discussion and reasoning, and also allows the public to be a part of that insofar as you can actually hear what's going on. So a lot of good stuff here, although whether or not it actually pushes through and comes to anything remains to be seen. But it's heartening as well to see that this is coming from across the divide. So MPs from, you know, both the government and opposition are in agreement of this much, at least, that there needs to be more financial discipline, fiscal discipline when it comes to how much the government spends. Do you agree? And what would you like to see come through on this? How would you like to see more checks and balances on the way our government spends money? You can call 7733 2900 to let us know. WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we are going to be speaking with Tan Sri Sulaiman Mahmud, who is the adjunct professor at the International Institute of Public Policy and Management at University Malaya. So if you have questions also, do get in touch. You're listening to the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bodacious, fabulous minds. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
It's 6:43 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. We're talking now about financial management and the government, more specifically, how the government can be more responsible when it comes to how it spends money, along with you know, other issues surrounding supplementary budgets, whether there should be a limit on that, whether at what point does there need to be a discussion in Parliament, should there be a need for more money. So these are the kinds of things that we're discussing. Let us know what your thoughts are and what your suggestions might be for how this could come into being. That number to call is 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, we're crossing over to Tan Sri Sulaiman Mahbub, who is the adjunct professor at the International Institute of Public Policy and Management at University Malaya. Tan Sri Sulaiman, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you.
So based on what you've observed over the years, what is our country's track record like when it comes to fiscal discipline?
Well, they say that many other countries really, you know, have been having deficit in the fiscal balance for many, many years, especially from 1998 when we had the financial crisis. We did try to reduce it. However, the two crises we had in the past, namely 2008 and later and now, so definitely has affected the achievement of the fiscal reduction in terms of government expenditure. So otherwise could have been, the deficit could have been maintained below 3% all along, which is quite prudent. So the two crises have affected our plan for further reduction in terms of fiscal balance. Let me tell you, if you just read The Economist magazine, there's a table in the last few pages talking about economics and finance. About 40 of our countries, only very few countries have fiscal balance.
Right.
So what I remember is Germany and Norway and Sweden like that. The rest are fiscal deficit, some other. Anyway, we did try to achieve. We did achieve something back in the early 1990s, but that was a long time ago.
And you talked about some external reasons, at least in recent times, for why that might be the case. But overall then, when it comes to fiscal discipline, at least in our government, not in the other countries that we're keeping good company with, is it a cultural or institutional problem?
I'm not sure what it is. Maybe I don't see the word cultural, but maybe institutional, for the simple reason that the bulk of the expenditures are in the operating side, OE, operating expenditure. 75% of our budget is meant for operating expenditure, and many of which are compulsory, and they've got to be met, got to be provided for. For example, salaries and allowances, pensions, and debt repayment, that sort of thing. They really make up about 40% of operating expenditure. Very large. In fact, what the government can literally do is services. Just the wages, that's all. The rest are almost fixed. You know, like grants to state government, grants to local government, and also these salaries and wages and pension debt payment that make up very, very large. This is about something. That's all. Thing, eh? So the area of concern to me is the development expenditure, which make up about 25% of our total. This is where I think we got to focus on the efficiency expenditure. For example, do we need to be building so many, so many roads and highways, for example, at this point of time, for example? No? Or you want to focus on the soft side, the software side of development expenditure? For example, are you talking of building schools, many, many more schools, building clinics? Or we focus on the quality of services, quality of teaching, better trained teachers, that sort of thing? These are the things that, so people involved in development programs must examine the nature of the development expenditure. Is that physical building or the soft side of it, the software side of it, is very important now. So I'm talking about the efficiency of the expenditure. That's most of my the more area of concern to me now.
Mm. Although, if you look at what the conversation revolved around in Parliament, one important thing that came up was supplementary budgets. Can you talk to us about the issues of perhaps having too many of them, or conversely, when they might be an appropriate avenue?
In normal circumstances, when the GDP is growing about, say, 5 to 6%, like that, and the expenditure and the commodity prices are quite normal range, we shouldn't have supplementary budget. But in circumstances when we have crisis, 1978 to 01 to 08, now, I think we do need supplementary expenditures, particularly now when the revenue side is much affected by the decline in oil prices and the poor economic conditions. In terms of tax payment, sort of thing, tax collection, sort of thing, and government has got to beef up its social expenditures, social protection expenditures, sort of thing. Therefore, we do need supplementary expenditures at this point of time. We do, yes, we do. So I think only abnormal situation we do need, but in normal circumstances, we shouldn't have supplementary expenditures.
Overall, how might poor fiscal discipline affect a country's economy, especially over time?
Yeah, it's very important because, whenever there is a deficit, it affects the financing part of it. Either you get to raise new taxes, either you get to start, borrowing, that sort of thing. That will affect the overall fiscal management of the country, whether So I think it's good to have a small deficit, and you've got to plan your expenditure so that there's no overbunching at certain time, and therefore that affects the financing part of it, you know? Because especially when it involves, for example, payment abroad, that sort of thing. Eh? So that fiscal planning is very important. Prudence is important, fiscal prudence is important, fiscal planning is important so that there's no bunching expenditures, you know, and therefore it doesn't affect the planning part of financial management of the country.
Right now, when we look at not just the budget, but overall how it is spent, what are the existing mechanisms for check and balance, and what do you make of those mechanisms, I suppose?
I think we got to strengthen some of the machineries for fiscal balance. By and large, they have been prepared by the ministries in consultation with central agencies such as the Ministry of Finance and the Economic Planning Unit and the Public Services Department, yes. But these are the official level. I think the ministers in the cabinet must be more assertive in trying to make sure that certain amount of fiscal balance must be met. And the parliamentarians must be more concerned with certain types of expenditures if they are too big or they are unnecessary or necessary, something like that. They must be alert. They must pick up. They must analyze the expenditures, because you must analyze expenditures from three angles. One, for example, from efficiency, you know, very important. Do we need that? Number two is that the impact. It's very important. And the effectiveness. So these three, efficiency, effectiveness, and impact, must be analyzed of government expenditures. Okay? So in other words, they must do their homework. Parliamentarians must do their homework. They must have people who analyze the expenditure from these three perspectives. Efficiency, effectiveness, and like I said just now, the third one is impact. Sometimes we don't check the impact, you know. And then when discovered, the impact is not there, you know. All these sort of things are very important, because public finance is a very important concern in the area of overall national economic management, you know, because it's got impact on taxes, it has effect on borrowing, it has effect on expenditure, and it has effect on the people's livelihood as a whole. It's a very important subject.
So, with that said, does the budgeting process right now need to be reviewed to take certain things into account, or to take more measures for fiscal discipline into account?
At this point of time, it's a bit difficult because it is abnormal year. But once once the economy recovers and it's on an even path, I think we should revisit our budgetary program, our budgeting procedures. You know, budgets have been changing techniques have been changing. We started from, you know, line budgeting in the 70s and then into a program performance budgeting system. Then we went to other mechanics to improve budgeting techniques. We go into outcome-based budgeting, OBB, and then we try zero-based budgeting and the previous government. So we have got to find a technique that suits Malaysian conditions. That's it. You must maintain. It's very important to have fiscal balance. You must have fiscal planning. It's very important. We must avoid bunching expenditures, and we must avoid, you must address from these three perspectives: efficiency expenditures, effectiveness expenditures, and from perspective of impact, or outcome. It's very important. We've got to have machination in this, and the ministries and departments must build in their budgetary officers who are competent and who are able to analyze expenditures from these three perspectives. And I even say that certain times, I think even the different expenditures must be re-examined. Do we need that now, for example? We have been largely focusing on the area of physical buildings, and so on, that like expenditures, you know. And then when we try to go for privatization, or in terms of PPP, public-private partnership program, we allow government guarantees. So the economics of it has not been put into question. The moment you do government guarantees, banks and just give the loans. So that effect, you know, expenditures, that sort of thing, and contingent liability of the government. So we must make sure that the planning part of budgeting, the fiscal management, and analysis of development projects and expansion must be strengthened within the ministry and government department. Now, this is going to be a long-term problem, and we weren't able to overcome it.
We do have this point from a listener named Stephen who says, I think the government needs to annually explain what the national debt is and how they intend to repay this debt or liability, failing which the rakyat may not realise that they're footing the bill and its impact for a weaker ringgit. As a food importing nation, our purchasing power is significantly impoverished. How would you respond to that?
So you must know, we are talking about public budget or national budget. If it is national budget, it is in dollar base or it is based on other currencies. If it is a public debt, it is domestic currency. When you want to borrow externally, you must make sure that it earns external currency too. You know, you borrow US, you pay in US. You cannot be borrowing US and paying ringgit, and therefore you sell your ringgit. Mm. Must be very clear about that. So our fiscal management, particularly those relating with the borrowing, must understand this principle. Borrow dollar, earn dollar. Borrow ringgit, earn ringgit. That's all right, easy, you know? So when you borrow ringgit, you pay ringgit, money doesn't flow out. If you start borrowing in dollar and then paying ringgit, that's what happened in the crisis in 1997-98. The Asian financial contagion, you remember?
Yes.
So you start to borrow in US dollar and earn from construction in ringgit or baht and or rupiah, and you sell your dollar, the currency, and they have to pay. And the end currency is going down, and therefore interest rate to protect it. These are the things. The economic value is very important. The understanding of the issue of public finance is very important. These are my main concern now, you know?
Absolutely. And we just have a couple of minutes left. And so I think the question here is, you talked earlier about parliamentarians doing their homework, understanding the kinds of questions and things to look out for. And on the part of the public, then, how can we ensure that the government is kept accountable in this respect?
So I want to make sure that our elected representatives know the subject very well. They should have their own research staff like in the Congress. Well, that's the problem. As the contract is the problem, the issue is the problem. And, you know, and the risk, important question in the parliament, because there's large check and balance, is a parliamentarian. They are our representatives, you know, they are legislators, you know. Mm. That's very important. They must have the responsibility. Make sure that expenditures, because if you start spending, start borrowing around, you're going to incur our grandchildren's income. They are not even born. We are committing the income. Do we have the right to do so? Mm. I leave the question to the public to answer. So make sure our rakyat, our wakil rakyat, be on their own toes, understand the subject, go for training, listen, you know, go for training, analyze the problem properly, do your job.
Tan Sri Sulaiman, on that note, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.
That was Tan Sri Sulaiman Mahbub, adjunct professor at the International Institute of Public Policy and Management at University Malaya. If you have any thoughts on how to improve fiscal discipline when it comes to our country and our government, really, how to encourage that kind of accountability, regardless of who it is who sits in the seats of power, you can call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.